Today's reading begins in Isaiah chapter 44, verse 9. Isaiah 44, verse 9. All who fashion idols are nothing, and the things they delight in do not profit. Their witnesses neither see nor know, that they may be put to shame. Who fashions a god or casts an idol that is profitable for nothing? Behold, all his companions shall be put to shame, and the craftsmen are only human. Let them all assemble, let them stand forth. They shall be terrified, they shall be put to shame together. The ironsmith takes a cutting tool and works it over the coals. He fashions it with hammers and works it with his strong arm. He becomes hungry and his strength fails. He drinks no water and is faint. The carpenter stretches a line. He marks it out with a pencil. He shapes it with planes and marks it with a compass. He shapes it into the figure of a man with the beauty of a man to dwell in a house. He cuts down cedars, or he chooses a cypress tree or an oak, and lets it grow strong among the trees of the forest. He plants a cedar, and the rain nourishes it. Then it becomes fuel for a man. He takes a part of it and warms himself. He kindles a fire and bakes bread. Also he makes a god and worships it. He makes it an idol and falls down before it. Half of it he burns in the fire. Over the half he eats meat. He roasts it and is satisfied, and also he warms himself and says, "Aha, I am warm, I have seen the fire." And the rest of it he makes into a god, his idol, and falls down to it and worships it. He prays to it and says, "Deliver me, you are my God." They do not know, nor do they discern, for he has shut their eyes so that they cannot see, and their hearts so that they cannot understand. No one considers, nor is there knowledge or discernment to say, "Half of it I burned in the fire, I also baked bread on its coals, I roasted meat and have eaten, and shall I make the rest of it an abomination? Shall I fall down before a block of wood?" He feeds on ashes, a deluded heart has led him astray, and he cannot deliver himself or say, "Is there not a lie in my right hand?" Remember these things, O Jacob and Israel, for you are my servant. I formed you, you are my servant. O Israel, you will not be forgotten by me. I have blotted out your transgressions like a cloud and your sins like mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Sing, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout, O depths of the earth. Break forth into singing, O mountains, O forest, and every tree in it. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and will be glorified in Israel. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, who formed you from the womb. I am the Lord who made all things, who alone stretched out the heavens, who spread out the earth by myself, who frustrates the signs of liars and makes fools of diviners, who turns wise men back and makes their knowledge foolish, who confirms the word of his servant and fulfills the counsel of his messengers, who says of Jerusalem, "She shall be inhabited," and of the cities of Judah, "They shall be built, and I will raise up their ruins," who says to the deep, "Be dry, I will dry up your rivers," who says of Cyrus, "He is my shepherd, and he shall fulfill all my purpose," saying of Jerusalem, "She shall be built," and of the temple, "Your foundations shall be laid." Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped, to subdue nations before him and to loose the belts of kings, to open doors before him that gates may not be closed. I will go before you and level the exalted places. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hoards in secret places, that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who call you by your name. For the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel my chosen, I call you by your name. I name you, though you do not know me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I equip you, though you do not know me, that people may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make well-being and create calamity. I am the Lord who does all these things. Shower, O heavens, from above, and let the clouds rain down righteousness. Let the earth open, that salvation and righteousness may bear fruit. Let the earth cause them both to sprout. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe to him who strives with him who formed him, a pot from earthen pots. Does the clay say to him who forms it, "What are you making?" Or, "Your work has no handles." Woe to him who says to a father, "What are you begetting?" Or to a woman, "With what are you in labor?" Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and the one who formed him, Ask me of things to come. Will you command me concerning my children and the work of my hands? I made the earth and created man on it. It was my hands that stretched out the heavens, and I commanded all their host. I have stirred him up in righteousness, and I will make all his ways level. He shall build my city and set my exiles free, not for price or reward, says the Lord of hosts. We started off our reading continuing that thought of how worthless idols are. And it's pointed out here how silly it is for man to go and fashion something into an idol, into a god that he would bow down and worship, when they are creations of his own hands. And he uses the carpenter to illustrate this to a greater degree by pointing out that half of the wood ends up warming him and being used to cook his food, and the other half he'll bow down to. It's all the same wood. There's no difference in it. The only difference is how he used it. These are just resources that God has put on this earth for our benefit, and man takes it and fashions it into something that becomes an abomination. He says they don't know, they don't discern, they don't open their eyes, they can't see, and their hearts they cannot understand. So remember these things, and remember who God is, and remember who your Redeemer is. That's what he's telling them. We did not fashion our God. We did not create an idol. God fashioned us. Verse 24, your Redeemer who formed you from the womb. I am the Lord who made all things. He is the all-powerful God, and he is the one that is in control. In chapter 45, you have the prophecy of Cyrus, who would be the one to bring the exiles back to their home and help them to begin to rebuild. The Lord points out that he's in control of these events, and the success of Cyrus and him able to conquer other nations was because that's what the Lord decreed. That's what he allowed to happen. This prophecy of Cyrus is about 100 years before Cyrus came to be. Yes, the exile was coming, but the Lord also had a plan to bring his people back home, that remnant. Today, we're not looking to go to a physical home, to Jerusalem or anywhere else, but we are waiting to go home. We're waiting to go home with our Father in heaven. That's what we're striving for. That's what we're living faithfully in order to attain. And he is still our Lord, and he is still our God, and he is still wanting to bring us home. Let us be found faithful so that we can be welcomed home. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.